Splendor the Lamb, heaven forever. Oh, what a miracle God has in sight. Jesus is risen, and we shall arise. Give God the glory, alleluia. Walking the way, Christ in the center, telling the story to open our eyes, breaking our bread, giving us glory. Jesus, our blessing, our constant surprise. Jesus is risen, and we shall arise. Give God the glory, alleluia. Jesus the vine, we are the branches. Life in the Spirit, the fruit of the tree. Heaven to earth, Christ to the people. Gift of the future, now flowing to me. Jesus is risen, and we shall arise. Give God the glory, alleluia. Weeping be gone, sorrow be silent, death put asunder, and Easter is bright. Cherubim sing, O grave be open, clothe us in wonder, adorn us in light. Jesus is risen, and we shall arise. Give God the glory, alleluia. City of God, Easter forever, golden Jerusalem, Jesus the Lamb, river of life, saints and archangels, sing with creation to God the I Am. Jesus is risen, and we shall arise. Give God the glory, alleluia.
The congregation is invited to stand for the invocation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me.
Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Oh, come, let us worship him.
come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. The deep places of the earth are in his hand. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hand formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside still waters.
He restores my soul.
He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. You may be seated. If you've looked ahead just a little bit, in the back of the bulletin to the sermon notes, you notice I preach a little bit, say a little bit about all three readings plus Psalm 23. This is traditionally noted as Good Shepherd Sunday, and all four readings talk about, in one way or another, Jesus as our shepherd. So as I read through these, you can think on that and think on how it speaks about as the Lord is our shepherd. Our first reading is from Acts chapter 20, beginning at verse 17. Now from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church to come to him. When they came to him, he said to them, "You yourselves know how I lived among you the whole time from the first day that I set foot in Asia, serving the Lord with all humility and with tears and with trials that happened to me through the plots of the Jews, how I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable, and teaching you in public and from house to house, teaching both to Jews and to Greeks of repentance toward God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Now behold, I am going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me. But I do not account my life of any value, nor precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that none of you among whom I have gone about proclaiming the kingdom will see my face again. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish everyone with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from Revelation chapter 7, beginning at verse 9. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne, and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Choir, may come forward for the choir anthem.
As we lead us ascending, may dream. congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel from John chapter 10, beginning at verse 22. At that time, the feast of dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me. But you do not believe, because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim his salvation from day to day.
Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor to his name. Alleluia, alleluia.
Now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that sleep.
Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor to his name. Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor to his name. Alleluia, alleluia.
The congregation may be seated. We sing the sermon hymn, "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is," 709.
The King of Love, my shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack if I am his, and he is mine forever. Where streams of living water flow, my ransomed soul he strayed, but yet in love he sought me, and on his shoulder gently laid, and home rejoicing brought me. Dark vision.
Thou spreadst a table in my sight, thine unction a grace bestoweth, and oh, what a transport of delight from thy poor child. So through all the length of days, thy goodness faileth never. Good Shepherd, may I sing thy praise with thee.
The sermon this morning will refer to all four readings, the three readings, plus Psalm 23. I begin with repeating a few of the verses from Revelation 7, verses 13, 14, and 17. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen." The way I have aligned these four readings in the back page, the sermon notes, is from the oldest passage to the most recent passage. First Psalm 23. And then in our Lord's ministry and teaching in his life here on earth, John 10. And then after our Lord died and rose and ascended into heaven, that's when Acts takes place, that reading from Acts 20. And finally, in the revelation to St. John, looking forwards when Christ comes in glory, Revelation 7. The Lord is my shepherd. Amen. When we say the Lord is my shepherd, it means God's in charge of us. He's my shepherd. We shall not want, because he's looking over me. And we always can remember that when all four letters of that name, Lord, are capitalized, L-O-R-D, that is the name of God, Yahweh. Yahweh is my shepherd. And Jesus is the Son. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is that Yahweh, the one true God. And it says there in Psalm 23, he will lead me for his name's sake. That means it's not because I'm good. It's not because the shepherd, the sheep, are so smart or wise on their own that, of course, we should have a shepherd. No, it's not that. He leads us for his name's sake. He leads us for the purpose of his promises and his covenant with his people. So many times in the Old Testament, God to Moses and others down the line and through the prophets, "I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob," the God who made the promises to those people. "And my promises stand sure and certain." Promises that he would send a Messiah, a Savior. Those promises are good. This is the true God. And the psalmist says, David says,
I will not fear. And there's several things he says he does not fear if you look at those verses. He does not fear death. He does not fear evil. He does not fear enemies. He has no fear of those. His shepherd is taking care of him. In fact, right in front of his enemies, he prepares a table for him. Even when his peoples are faced with their enemies, God is there preparing everything they need. And in this life, and in death, what follows is his mercy and goodness. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall live in the house of the Lord forever. His mercy and goodness is with us in this life and into eternity. His mercy and goodness is always with us. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, was born the Virgin Mary, grew up, and in his ministry, he called people to follow him. He is the Lord, and he calls. Now think again to Jesus being our shepherd and the sheep. He calls to his sheep. They are wandering. They're lost. They're hurt. And Jesus is the one who calls and gives voice. And he says, and they hear me and follow. We don't call out to Jesus first. He calls to us. And Jesus gives us life, and he gives us protection. We need to remember that. He gives us life, and he gives us protection. Towards the end of that gospel reading, he said, my Father who has given them to me, the sheep, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Nobody can snatch or hurt God's people. He is in charge. That doesn't mean that we don't have illnesses or setbacks or struggles in this life. But it means that God is with us right in the middle of that. That is a promise. And no evil thing can snatch us away from God forever. No. We may suffer for a while, but God's always present for eternity for us. There is no power over the Father. There is no power over the Son. He says, I and the Father are one. And what the Father has given to Jesus cannot be taken away. We should rest in this confidence that we have heard his voice and are hearing his voice. He's calling to us, and we believe Jesus is our shepherd, and that whatever may happen in life, that relationship with Jesus cannot be broken because he has made it. He created it. He called it. Our Lord Jesus suffered, died, and rose, and ascended into heaven. And he set out his disciples, his church, to bear witness and testimony to what Jesus had done to save the world. And that reading from Acts 20 was timed towards the end of Paul's travels that he controlled. And he had been in Ephesus for 2 years, teaching and preaching. And when it says that he called together the elders of the church in Acts 20, he called together the leaders, the pastors. He called together the pastors that he had trained from that, you might say, Ephesus circuit. And he gave them his farewell because, as we read, the Holy Spirit had showed him he would not see them again. He knew that something was going to happen. He would not be free again. He would be under arrest and control for the rest of his ministry. He would not see them again. And he said to those pastors, "Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers." And that overseers, shepherds. Has made you shepherds to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. With the blood of the Son of God, he purchased the church, his people, his sheep. And so there is the message from Paul to those pastors in the Ephesus area. "I've taught you and I've trained you. Now these are God's precious people whom Jesus died for. Stay with them." And then looking ahead, in Revelation 7, when John was given the visions of what was going to happen, did the people, did those come through the tribulation by their own good? It's important. No. They washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. The honor and glory and joy at the end is not what you or I may do, even nice things as Christians. Or even if someone is tortured and martyred for the faith. That person is still depending not on his own or her own faith. Like, "I'm strong enough, I can do it." But that person, he and she, is looking towards the blood of the Lamb. "In the Lamb of Christ, my robes are washed. Even through the tribulation, my robes are washed in Christ. And I look to him." Verse 17 of that passage in Revelation 7, the Lamb is their shepherd. The Lamb is their shepherd. He is a lamb in that he was the sacrifice to save the world from their sins. As John the Baptizer said at the beginning of John, the Gospel of John, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And at the end, when we are gathered together, we will remember Jesus has died and risen for us. And in him, my sins are gone. And that is why I'm here in heaven. And he is my shepherd. From King David's time, about 1000 BC, Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." To the time of our Lord's ministry on earth, "My sheep hear my voice, they follow me." To the beginnings of the early church, as recorded in Acts, God gives shepherds for his people, whom he died for, he purchased with his own blood. And we're living yet in that day, in that ministry of the apostles going on and on until Jesus comes again. And then all will know. Jesus has died. He is risen. Our sins are forgiven because of the Lamb who shepherded us into heaven and brought us there. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for your promises, which are certain and sure, and which you made to David and to the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and their whole clan, as it turned into the people of Israel. And even earlier, as you promised to Adam and Eve to send one who would step on the head of the serpent. Thank you for these promises by which we can feel safe and sure in your hands.
And thank you for your Son, Jesus, who has fulfilled all these promises, who has defeated sin and Satan and death. Thank you for your church throughout these hundreds and even thousands of years, Heavenly Father. And we're sorry when we and other parts of the church wander. But always call us back to faith in Christ, whose blood, that shed blood, we need to forgive our sins. Call your whole church together to believe in Christ. Only in Him will we show up and our names be written in the book of life and happen. Be there at Revelation 7 and other parts of the vision that we will be around the throne of the Lamb, our shepherd also. Bring these things to mind, Heavenly Father. Strengthen our faith each day. All these things we bring to you, Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We sing the hymn, "To God, the Holy Spirit, let us pray," 768. During the last verse, the offering can be brought forwards.
To God, the Holy Spirit, let us pray. That we may abide in the Lord.
congregation is invited to stand for prayer. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Spirit in rich measure, that hearing and following Christ our shepherd, we would pass through every tribulation to our eternal heavenly home. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the church gathered here and in all places in our day, that God would bless her under the care of her pastors, instilling in them wisdom, fortitude, humility, and grace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
In thanksgiving for the gift of family, that you would bless those who have shown us a mother's love. For all mothers with child, for all those who have suffered miscarriage or the death of a child, for all those who have yearned for a child, live with the pain of this unfulfilled longing. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For wise and faithful leaders, that they would govern in our land according to your law, defending the lives of the unborn, the orphaned, and the widowed, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick, the suffering, and the dying, and we remember Margaret and Charlotte, Carlin and Bill, Gary, Bryston, Keith, Brad, Don, James, Violet, Joe, Kim, Darlene, Andrew, Tasha, Mary Ellen, Sue, Norm, Tony, Pastor Rockroar, Pastor Shivey, and Pastor Berlin. That you would deliver and comfort, guard against despair, and grant patience in the days of our trouble as we await your perfect healing. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For favorable weather, that all farming, building, and other springtime work activities may proceed, and that the Lord would grant protection and success in all these labors. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For faith to endure the tribulations of this life and pass through death to join the saints in the ceaseless praises of heaven, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
All this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
We pray together the collect. Almighty God, merciful Father, since you have wakened from death the shepherd of your sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit, that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I command myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,
forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen. Amen.
You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.
Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need your tender care. In your pleasant pastures, feed us. For our use, your fold prepare. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, you have bought us, we are yours. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, you have bought us, we are yours. We are yours in love, befriend us, be the guardian of our way. Keep your flock from sin, defend us, seek us when we go astray. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, hear us children when we pray. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, hear us children when we pray. You have promised to receive us, poor and sinful though we be. You have mercy to relieve us, grace to cleanse and power to free. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, early let us turn to you. Blessed Jesus, early let us turn to you. Early let us seek your favor. Early let us do your will. Blessed Lord and only Savior, with your love our spirits fill. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, you have loved us still. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, you have loved us still.